ears with a slumbering tick-tock, tick-tock. His life's second numbering tick-tock, tick-tock. It stopped sharp, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by far than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years with a slumbering tick-tock, tick-tock. His life's second numbering.